Welcome in to another edition of MCM Radio. I am Jimmy Morris at jmorrismcm. You can see miracles.com at titansmcm. All right, so we have a few things to discuss today. First of all, last time we talked about Todd Downing getting fired. I have a list of names that I would like for Mike Vrabel to consider on museummiracles.com. And I think there are 8 names on this list. I can't remember if that's the GM list or the office coordinator list, but we'll run through these really quickly. So I think Tim Kelly's in consideration, right? Tim Kelly, who's on the Titans staff, was the passing game coordinator this year. I understand, like, the hesitation. Like, I'm with the hesitation. I don't really want anybody that was involved in that mess that we saw this year being around for the next iteration of a Titans offense. I will say, however, though, that Tim Kelly has had success running an offense that we would be happy with. Mike Vrabel wanted to interview him before he hired Todd Downing, but at the time, Tim Kelly was the offensive coordinator with the Texans. The Texans blocked that interview request. So I will say that the stink of this offense is a little bit on Tim Kelly, but he does have a track record of success before, something that we couldn't say for Todd Downing. So, you know, if it does end up being Tim Kelly, which I won't be surprised if it is, I don't think we should panic, and I don't think the concern that we had, like, with Todd Downing should be there with Tim Kelly, all right? Next guy's on the list, Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien is currently the offensive coordinator at Alabama. That has not changed at this point. I expect that to change, but, you know, every day that goes by, maybe it's not going to. Maybe he's going to be back at Alabama. I don't know that for sure. The reason that you connect Vrabel and O'Brien is because Vrabel worked for O'Brien in Houston. We have no idea what their relationship is like. Maybe they don't like each other. I don't know. I just think that that's a natural connection. And again, Bill O'Brien would not, like, fire me up. His offenses in Alabama have not been particularly good. But he has had success as an offensive coach. You know, he was with the Patriots, was at Penn State with the Texans. And you remember how badly things ended with him with the Texans, but that was because they gave him too much power. He became the GM as well and was terrible at that job. So, you know, again, don't know if it's going to be him. Don't particularly want it to be him, but don't think it's a disaster if it is. Next guy, Pep Hamilton, is a guy that is currently the Texans offensive coordinator. He was interviewed in the last cycle with Todd Downing. You know, a guy that's had some success as an offensive coordinator with the Colts. He was the Colts offensive coordinator from 2013 to 2015. They had some good offenses. One of those years, Andrew Luck led the NFL in passing touchdowns. So he's a guy that I think should definitely be in consideration. Now we get into guys that are a little bit more off the board. Joe Brady, who was the passing game coordinator for Joe Burrow at LSU in 2019, you know, when he set the league on, or the college football world on fire. Now, you had Joe Burrow, you had Ja'Marr Chase. Yeah, I mean, so, you know, there were things that went into that that set him up to be successful. He was hired to be the offensive coordinator with the Carolina Panthers the following year in 2020, ended up getting fired in 2021, reportedly because they didn't run the ball enough. So would be a departure from what we've seen from Vrabel with Derrick Henry still here. Don't know how that meshes, but a guy that I think they should talk to. Cliff Kingsbury. Kingsbury, you know, just got fired as the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals. A guy that, you know, is the air raid type of guy, again, would be a bit of a departure from what we've seen with Mike Vrabel, but is obviously a good offensive mind. Don't know where his thoughts are right now. If he wants to be an NFL head coach again, if he wants to go back to college, if he wants to stay in the NFL and be an offensive coordinator, don't know. But again, a guy that I think would be worth talking to. Wes Welker. Wes Welker's another guy that has a Vrabel connection from their playing days. When they played together in New England. They also coached together in Houston. Welker is currently the receivers coach for the Dolphins. He went from the 49ers to the Dolphins with Mike McDaniel. So he has coached under Kyle Shanahan and Mike McDaniel. So I like that. I like the fact that he's been learning under those guys. Those are the types of offenses that we would like to see. Now, he's never been a coordinator. You have those questions. But, again, when you're hiring an offensive coordinator, you're not going to get this, like, awesome established guy most of the time. Those guys have jobs. They have jobs as offensive coordinators or jobs as head coach. So there's going to be a little bit of a question mark with any of these guys. I would prefer them to go after an unproven guy. just a, you know, a guy that we haven't seen what he could do yet, and you can go about it that way. And that's these last couple of guys as well. Thomas Brown, who's on McVay's staff with the Rams, you know, it seems to be turning toward McVay leaving, going to do TV. At that point, his staff would be free to interview. And he's already actually allowed his staff to go out on interviews for jobs. And so, you know, he's a guy that I think they should be considering as well. He is the, I think, he's a tight end coach and assistant head coach with the Rams currently this year. Also, and then the last guy that I had on my list was Brian Johnson. He's a quarterback's coach with the Eagles. Again, coming from a place with a good offense. Look at the strides that Jalen Hurts has made this year. I think that part of that is due to the work that Jalen Hurts has put in. But, you know, I think Brian Johnson would deserve some of the credit there, being his position coach, you know, bringing him along in that way. So a guy that, again, I think they should talk to, bring in, talk to. A guy that I don't have on the list that I think will be in consideration, Frank Reich. Obviously, there was the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. Very well talked about how much respect he had for him. A guy that did a good job as an offensive play caller with the Eagles. And so, you know, a guy that I think should also be in consideration. But again, he kind of falls into that group of, does he want to be a head coach? Does he not? All that kind of stuff. So that's kind of the list as it stands right now. We have not yet seen them put out any requests for interviews. They may be doing it. It just hasn't been reported, but we haven't seen yet. So we'll see how that goes once that process kicks up. The other piece of news yesterday was Adam Peters, who's the 49ers assistant GM. He turned down interview requests with the Titans and the Arizona Cardinals, saying that he wanted to focus on the 49ers playoff run. Then every person that tweeted that, you know, he's a California guy, grew up a 49ers fan. It was always going to be hard to pry him away. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, all that makes sense. You know, and again, I'd like for them to get a guy from an organization that has been successful identifying talent, developing talent. You know, and Adam Peters certainly fit that bill, but he's going to stay with the 49ers for now. And, you know, so there's that. Again, that was always kind of a long shot, as everybody told you yesterday. All right, so that'll do it for today. We will keep an eye on the news that comes out. Again, you know, whoever the Titans GM ends up being, going to have a lot of decisions to make over this roster pretty quickly. So all of that stuff will start to move as soon as we get those guys in place. Senior Bowl's at the end of the month. They got to have a GM by then. So expect that to happen in the next week or two as they continue to conduct interviews. But anyway, we'll have all that stuff on the site, MuseumMiracles.com. We'll do podcasts as, you know, information becomes available and there's stuff to talk about. We'll do some positional recaps and all those types of things too as we go through the offseason. But stay tuned in here, Museum Miracles Radio, or MCM Radio, Museum Miracles, wherever you get your podcasts, search that out and you'll find us there. Thanks so much for listening. We will talk to you again later.